morning, you guys. It is Amanda and Baron, the ABCs of KSLM Radio.
Because Amanda and Baron are having conversations.
Yes, we are. And in studio with us, we have on the phone from Urban League of Portland, Jennifer, joining us. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So why don't you tell me a little bit about who you are, your position, and what your guys' organization stands for?
Absolutely. So I'm Jennifer Parrish Taylor. I'm the Director of Advocacy and Public Policy at the Urban League of Portland. We're one of the oldest, if not the oldest, civil rights organization in the state of Oregon. And we service folks who live in the state of Oregon and Southwest Washington. So folks may come to us for housing issues, workforce issues. We do a lot of work with our youth and seniors, families as well. But my role really at the League is to work on issues and policies that are important to our community that impact them, whether it's positively or negatively. I ensure that they are informed about what's going on in Salem and what bills legislators are voting on, as well as what's happening at the city and the county. So, you know, we're pretty busy, and then we do a lot of programming so that folks are updated, but also engaged. And most importantly, we have our programming so that we can hear from folks directly about what matters to them.
Well, and awesome. You guys are really, I mean, that was a lot there. Something you said right at the start, Jennifer, I'm sitting here looking at the information on your website. You said that you're one of the oldest. I would say that is such a great statement because you've been around since 1945.
Yeah.
And really, the whole civil rights movement really began in the 60s. So you guys have been around longer than the civil rights awareness issue started.
Absolutely. It's such a great point. And I will lift up that, you know, we were one of the places that Dr. Martin Luther King visited when he came to Portland, Oregon. We hosted him at one of our events.
That's cool.
We have some great images in our archives that speak to that. So really, you know, we've been a staple in this organization pretty much as long as I've been alive. I grew up in Northeast Portland, and, you know, the Urban League has always been a part of my childhood and my adulthood now that I, you know, work here at the organization.
That's so awesome.
When we come back in a half an hour, let's talk about some things you guys have coming up, because you have a lot of events coming up.
Absolutely.
All right, stay tuned, you guys. We'll be right back. Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda and Baron, the ABCs of KSLM Radio.
We're talking to Jennifer from the Urban League of Portland, and you made a comment earlier, Jennifer, a half an hour ago during that segment about being the oldest organization. I found it intriguing that you were formed in 1945. Then you mentioned, because everyone knows Dr. King and the movement in the 60s, but you said Dr. King came to visit you guys. Did I hear that right?
That is correct. He came to visit to give a speech, met with community leaders on issues that we were facing, such as housing. I mean, a lot of folks now are dealing with housing issues. So I think it's, you know, a full circle moment that, you know, the lessons that we learned during those meetings, we're really applying today and really have had some great success when it comes to housing.
Nice.
Absolutely.
Nice.
Do you have some success stories that you can tell us about with people that you guys have helped in your community?
Absolutely. So, funny enough, when I started with Urban League of Portland back in 2021, one of the first events that I went to was our groundbreaking for the Hattie Redmond apartments, who was named after a Black abolitionist and voter rights advocate who was a Black woman here in Portland. And so we actually opened this set of apartments up in Northeast Portland about a year and a half ago. And so it is a complex where folks who are come from a culturally specific background, you know, can get affordable housing. We integrate a trauma-informed and culturally specific and client-centered inputs into the building design, so that way it looks like a home and folks don't feel like they're living in affordable housing or assisted affordable housing. And it really is, you know, a hub of the community in Northeast Portland, where previously we'd seen Black and brown folks being pushed out of that area due to gentrification. It really was an opportunity to reclaim that space back again for our community.
Okay. And you said something about how you guys help people with disabilities as well.
Absolutely. So, you know, folks will come to the Urban League with a plethora of issues and concerns that they have. And so if someone is coming who is differently abled, who needs services, whether that is housing services, rental assistance, whether it is, you know, getting job services, you know, help with your resume or practicing for an interview, identifying a job that you want to move into that is higher pay. We offer all of those services at the Urban League, and not just for folks with disabilities. Really, our doors, even though we do serve the Black community, they're open to everyone who is in need. And so I encourage you to check out our website at ulpdx.org if you have questions, and just to see all the things that we offer here at the Urban League of Portland.
Can you say that website one more time, Jennifer?
Absolutely. It's ulpdx.org. And I will say, if you're looking to get a job and meet some folks who are hiring, we are having our job fair on the 18th here in the community. And you can find more information about that job fair on our website.
Awesome. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Stay tuned, you guys. Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda and Baron, the ABCs of KSLM Radio.
We are talking to Jennifer from the Urban League of Portland. Jennifer, I was looking at your website and your mission statement, and this is a really great thing that you list here because you mentioned a few of these. You talk about how you are creating equality by investing in stable housing. You talked about that a half hour ago. Workforce development, you mentioned job fairs that are coming up. You're creating powerful advocacy and civic engagement, empowering Black communities to thrive across Oregon and Southwest Washington. You had mentioned Northeast Portland, but your reach is much bigger than that, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, we go throughout the state because we make a point of letting folks know that the Urban League of Portland is just not for the Portland Metro, it's for the entire state, and that they are a part of the Urban League of Portland, and we are a part of them. And so, you know, we've been to Hood River, we go to Pendleton regularly, we're going to be going out to Ontario this year, we'll be having events in Eugene, so it's important that we get out of the I-5 corridor and really hear from communities across the state.
Well, and I think it's great you just mentioned Pendleton and Ontario, because I grew up in Hermiston, so I grew up on the east side of the state, and when I was in high school, I think there might have been two, maybe three African-American families in the entire city that I knew of. It's not a big, rich area where African-Americans live, but you've got to bring awareness to these issues in those farming communities on the east side of the state.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's actually changing. You know, we look at the census data and we see that, you know, Black folks are in all parts of this state and that our communities are growing. So it's important for us, you know, to be in those communities, to let them know that we see them, that we hear them, that they matter, and that we are working hard not only for them, but for everyone that's in their community and across the state.
Well, when we come back in a half an hour, you talk about what you're doing for them. You have several events coming up both this week and next week here in Salem at the Capitol. Let's touch on some of those things you have coming up a half an hour from now.
All right, you guys, we'll be right back. More with Jennifer from the Urban League of Portland. Stay tuned. Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda and Baron, the ABCs of KSLM Radio, and we are talking with Jennifer from the Urban League of Portland. So you guys already had a few events the last few days, and you have one tonight from 6 to 7 p.m. Do you want to dive into that and tell us a little bit about what we can expect?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are kicking off our Meet the Candidate Forum that will be virtual. You know, with the pandemic, we've made a commitment to move most of our events to hybrid, if not virtual completely, because we know that importance of having the entire state engage, especially on issues related to state office and who's going to be in those positions and hearing their opinions on a variety of issues.
Absolutely.
I know that tonight you're meeting with the state treasurer. It looks like tomorrow is the attorney general. Are there some specific issues you're bringing up? I know earlier in our conversations we talked about some housing issues. I think that it's easy for the public to look at, you know, if we just watch the press, criminal issues would be a topic. Are those issues you guys are going to talk about?
Absolutely. You know, it's important to us especially in a state, and especially most especially for Black Oregonians who, you know, experience disparate rates of incarceration and interfacing with the criminal justice system, that we ask questions around, you know, as Attorney General, like, what is your approach? What values are you bringing to the office as it relates to criminal justice? And yes, while that is important for Black Oregonians to hear about, it's also important for everyone. So again, that's why, you know, this event will be virtual. Folks can watch it on our Facebook page, on our YouTube page as well, and they can go to ulpdx.org to look at our slate of forums that we're going to have and sign up for any that they're interested in.
Okay. Is there one in particular that is going to be like the big one that people don't want to miss out on?
I mean, I think obviously there's the statewide races, so State Treasurer, Attorney General, as mentioned, but also we're doing more kind of local races related to Multnomah County Commissioner. And then there's also, of course, the congressional race that's happening for the 3rd District.
Okay, yeah, so it looks like today's the State Treasurer from 6 to 7 p.m. So each of them, okay, not all of them, actually. I'm going to take that back. So then tomorrow, the 18th, from 6 to 7 is the Attorney General. Then on the 19th,
correct,
from 6 to 7:30 p.m. is the 5th District U.S. Representative. And then the
correct
23rd, from 6 to 7:30 p.m. is the 3rd District U.S. Representative, and there's a part one to that. And then on the 24th, it looks like there's a part two.
You know what I find intriguing here, Amanda, is these are not Oregon representatives. These are U.S. representatives. These
yeah
are people that are representing Oregon back in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, matter.
We've got about 20 seconds, Jennifer. What's your big objective with all these meetings?
You know, as a neutral organization, we really have a responsibility to provide a platform and a space for candidates to speak to their values and where they stand on the issues. Again, this isn't going to be a debate. And it's really more important for candidates to talk directly to community and make the best case as to, you know, why they should get elected. And so we're not recommending anyone. We just want to say, hey, if you want to hear some about these candidates, please join us. And again, we welcome everyone and hope that you will.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jennifer. I appreciate it. Have a great day.